biggest concern is the people that we are losing. It's not always the new guys, it's the senior guys. When we lose senior guys, we're losing a lot of experience. When I hit my panic button, I have no doubt in my mind within a minute I'm going to have all the help I need, and I'm going to have experienced staff there to help me take care of whatever situation we have. With the new guys that we're getting in, and I don't fault them for being young, it takes 10 years to get 10 years experience. And we're losing a lot of good experience by people walking out the door because they can make more in the private sector than they can then. And in my mind, I questioned the new guys. Do they have the experience to cover my back in the event of a real emergency, because we're losing, you know, that experience. The other thing that I had concerns about, and I kind of made a joke about it, and I shouldn't have, it costs a lot of money to train the correction officer, a lot of money. The state's losing a lot of money by these guys walking out the door. I heard a figure of $8,000 to $10,000, and I made the statement, there's $30,000 walking out the door. By keeping the people there, by paying them more money, and you guys have all said it's not about money, it is about money. I make less now than I did 5 years ago. I didn't pay $9 for a package of chicken or $11 for hamburger. So I'm making less than what I did 5 years ago and have had one raise in the 5 years. If you keep the people, you're keeping your experience. You're keeping your experience. They can train the younger guys. And if you add it up, $10,000 every time somebody walks out the door, that's a lot of money that taxpayers are paying. Thank you.
Ron Boyer.
Did you want to tell?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you. And do we have anybody else that wants to come up?
Something real quick. My name is Norm Beaubray. I've been working at Maine Correctional Center for 13 years. As far as the pay goes, and it does improve safety, and it improves it in like Officer Salisbury said, Corporal Salisbury. It obviously helps hire better people. Okay, but at the same time, you have officers that have been working there as long as I have, or longer. And when you don't feel appreciated, okay, it definitely affects your work performance. Okay, I've tried to work every post as well as I can. So in my personal experience, I don't think it's really affected me that way, but I've seen it affect a lot of people. People pretty much, and I hate saying this because I don't want it to look bad for the department, but people really are starting not to care. And and when you don't care and you're getting a quarter of, 25% out of somebody, instead of the 100% that they would be giving if they were getting paid what they should be getting paid, you would have a much safer environment, a much safer facility. I went 6 years with getting no raise at all. So after 6 years of getting no raise, you just say to yourself, well, why should I do anything for them, Why should I do the extra? Why are we even bothering helping, getting this facility ACA accredited? Why are we, it's our job. We took the job. We know what we're supposed to do. But at the same time, we want to get paid for what we're doing. Our health insurance goes up, and our pay stays the same. I think they took 10 cents an hour away from our direct carrots at one point or something for a couple of years, and our health insurance went up. And not only our health insurance went up, but the co-pays that we have to pay are astronomical compared to what they were. Our insurance is still pretty good compared to the private sector, but our co-pays are through compared to what they were when I first started there. So money will solve the retention issue, and it will improve safety for sure. So that's pretty much what I had to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.